This is No Pink Span Mix, episode 46, for Sunday, May 4th, 2008.
Wait. Stop the track.
Listen, No Pink Span Mix needs a new theme for the new year, for the new season, and that's where you come in. So I need anybody who can play a piano, play a guitar, play an instrument, sing, whatever, to come up with a new tune for No Pink Span Mix. Send your submissions to nopinkspandex@gmail.com. And if you're the lucky winner, you get to hear your theme right on the show. So, don't be scared. Send your submissions to nopinkspandex@gmail.com. Peace.
This is Austin St. John.
This is Bridge Carson.
Hey, what's up? I'm Walter Jones, also known as the original Black Ranger Zach.
I'm Tony Oliver, one of the original producers of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
and the voice of Saba.
I'm Johnny Young Bosch, and you're watching, listening. Oh, I screwed that up already. You're listening to RangerCast.
RangerCast is the only podcast that's 100% certified more phenomenal. We've got news, reviews, rants, and rave about the Power Rangers fandom and more. Check us out at www.rangercast.net and may the power protect you.
Samuel, I play Will in Power Rangers Operation Overdrive.
Seiki Tomokazu desu.
Kari Walgren, anime American voice actress.
We're Apple Geeks.
Richie, I play Xander on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Steven Silver.
Hi, this is Rhoda. I play Rose in Operation Overdrive.
You're listening to R5 Central. Take that, you guys.
Put profanity there.
Few years of award-nominated podcasting at its finest, but it's far from over yet. Whether it's news and reviews on anime, tokusatsu, or Asian cinema, epic convention reports with the cosplayers to match, or kick-ass indie music from Japan and beyond, the place to be is at R5 Central. At r5central.wordpress.com. We're also on iTunes and MySpace. See you there.
I believe you said move for you.
Wow. It's been such a long time since I've been here. Wow. Hey, I'm Lisa J. And wow, that's all I gotta say. I cannot believe it's been so long since I have last talked to everyone. But things have been crazy and now things are sort of settling down. Well, sort of. Long story. I don't want to keep you guys. So I'll just give you two quick notes. Number one, ASIN is coming right around the corner. Like, literally, it's like freaking here, okay? Anime Central being one of the biggest anime conventions in the US of A. So it is coming May 16th through the 18th, and I'll be there along with many other people who have been on the show. And of course, since I am part of the press, you know, I will be getting some nice stuff from the convention. I don't want to say too much. But hopefully I'll get some good stuff. And the second note is we've got new stuff, new things at the site. So I redid the site a little bit at nopinkspandex.com. And please make sure if you want to check out the site, go to nopinkspandex.com. Don't use any other website URL because it's going to be a little funky. I'm still trying to work off the kinks. NoPinkSpandex.com. Go there. Click away. Listen to everything. All the interviews. Lots of stuff. And, of course, cannot forget the voicemail. If you want to leave voicemail, I have to actually know the number to give you in order to leave voicemail. So, here is the number. 718-427-7528. Leave voicemail, say how you like the show, what you don't like about the show, how you miss me, how you didn't miss me, whatever. Just leave voicemail at 718-427-7528. All right? And if it's good enough, I'll play it on the show. Because I got some weird ones. I got this one where this person was like, yeah, if you guys want to hit me up, you know, you can reach me. You can reach me on my cell. You can reach me on the board. I'm like, no, this is not a dating service. So let's not even go there. All right. Anywho, I didn't play that because I didn't want to make him look that bad. If I was mean, I would have played it. But I'm not. So, again, if you want to leave voicemail about the show, what you'd like to see, what you see or hear, rather, anything, 718-427-7528. Now, without further ado, I've got an interview for you. Ah, love it. Hello, everyone. It's Lisa J here, and I have a very special guest. She's been on various shows, including Moesha, Boston Legal, Samantha Who. She sings, she dances, she's done theater. She probably is a rocket scientist, too. I mean, she's done everything. So you know her as Tanya from Power Rangers Zeo and Power Rangers Turbo. So please welcome Nakia Baris. Hi, Nakia.
Hi. Thank you so much. That was such a nice introduction. How sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. I practiced, really. So.
Well, you're good at it. Go on, Nakia.
Oh, thank you. So here we go. So a lot of people have been wondering, where did Nakia go? I mean, you know, because, like, we've heard, you know, a little bit from various cast members recently, and then people are like, where's Nakia? So really, honestly, where have you been? I mean, the fans love you. They do.
Well, that's a blessing. Thank you very much for everybody that has been, you know, there looking out for me and trying to find out where I've been. Well, after Power Rangers, I did a couple of, you know, smaller roles on different television shows. You named some of them, like Moesha and Smart Guy and so forth. And then I got married and I started my family. So things really slowed down a lot for me in acting. I think God kind of put me on a break a little bit so that I could spend time with my husband and my children. And then just recently I started getting back into acting, which is what I, you know, was on Samantha Who, and have a couple of commercials airing. So, yeah, I took a seat back. I sat back a little bit from acting so that I could spend some time with my family. My children are really young now. They're a little bit older. Nolan is 7 and Nyan is 4. So, you know, they're getting of age, and so I'll be getting back into my acting again when God says that it's, official. So that's pretty much where I've been, and just, you know, trying to spend time with my family and my friends.
Oh, well, congratulations on the babies.
Thank you.
I know it's, you know, about 9 years late, but no, congratulations.
That's okay. Thank you.
And speaking of your children, what kind of child were you when you were growing up?
You know what? I loved school, and it was an incentive for me to have acting when I was young. So I would love school and love to do my work because I knew that my reward would be I get to be in a play, because if I didn't have good grades, then I couldn't audition for any of the plays at my school. So I loved school, and I was always afraid to get in trouble, so I always did what I was supposed to do. Of course, you know, occasionally you do things that are not so good, but when I was in high school, my mom worked in my high school, so there wasn't too much I could do.
Oh, what did she do in your high school?
Well, she was a special educational assistant. So, you know, anything, if I were to do anything wrong, then, you know, mama would know. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't ever do anything wrong that I think of, but but I really loved school. I really loved school. I grew up in Stockton, California, which is a small little city. I was born in San Diego, stayed there till I was 2, and then my parents moved to Stockton, California, where I pretty much grew up and graduated from Edison High School, and then moved out to Los Angeles to attend UCLA and to get into the industry. And God blessed me with my first real acting job, which was Power Rangers. And I booked that when I was in college. I was a junior in college, and it was just God's favor. Seriously, trying to juggle UCLA and juggling Power Rangers when we were filming from like 5 a.m. to like 6 p.m. at night, and I graduated, and I got God showed me a way to make that possible. But
right.
I was able to do both and obtain my BA. So. Yeah.
So wait. So you really went to school and were filming the show at the same time then?
Yes, I was.
Because you hear a lot where, you know, I believe it was Karen was saying that she, you know, she was ready to go to school, or maybe I'm mixing up her and Johnny, probably the same thing, but they were ready to go to school. And then they got the calls like, hey, you're going to be on the show. And they're like, okay, you know, but it's really, it shows really a testament to your diligence that, you know, you were doing both. So, how was that though? I mean,
oh my gosh, Lisa, I was doing a lot of praying, and I had a lot of support from my professors at the school because I was a theater major. I was able to take some of my classes as independent study. And the other classes that I had to take that were like science classes, I had people that would come over from the class, and they would just take out their time to come and give me notes and to go over some of the lectures because I couldn't be present. So it was just, you know, I honestly say that it was just God's blessings that got me through. And I remember walking out of my last final, and I was like, thank you, Lord, I am done. So...
I do that at the end of every semester. I'm like, thank you, Lord. I'm done with this semester.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, for you, how was the, I mean, I guess your audition process was a little bit different because did you have an agent at the time before then? Or?
Well, when I was in college, I was looking for an agent. So I actually ended up getting a manager. And my manager ended up finding an agent for me. And then my agent is the one that submitted me on, well, actually my manager submitted me on the audition. And, I had an agent and a manager at that time, yes.
Oh, okay. And was there anything about the audition process that was unusual or peculiar? Or, I mean, besides the many, many callbacks?
I would say so. I had 5 auditions for Power Rangers, and that was not... All of the jobs that I've booked, it's been like either straight to the producer, and then you know right after that, so either one audition or 2 at the most, but I had 5. The first initial audition, which was, I don't even know how many people auditioned the very first time. Then we had a second callback, and then we had another callback for another producer. Then we had another callback, I don't even remember who that was for. And then we had the final callback with the executive producer, executive owner, I guess you would say, Shiki Levi. And then it was down to 2 of us at that time. And we both, I remember sitting inside of the waiting room waiting to be called on. And our final interview was pretty much just an interview where he talked to us and tried to get to know us as people and what we were about. And from that, he made his decision. And I was happy. I felt blessed. So it was Power Rangers was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot of things, met some really great people, met one of, still, who to this day is one of my very, very good friends, Catherine. We see each other all the time. And she's doing really great. So it's been, it was an absolute blessing. Power Rangers was a blessing. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Aw, make me tear up. So, the first day on the set, how was that like? And how did it feel coming into a show that was pretty much established and well-known around the world?
Wow. My first day, oh my gosh, I remember walking into my dressing room and thinking, Lord God, you allowed my dreams to come true. And I sat down and I just absorbed everything that was around me. And I really sat there in amazement. Like, this cannot be happening to me. Like, this is something that I really love to do, and I'm going to get paid to do it. And this is just a dream come true. So I remember sitting there inside of my dressing room thinking that, and then, and then I was called to the set to do my first scene. And I remember just standing there on the set, looking around. And on my first day, you know, a lot of the executives were there because, you know, I was the new one. They wanted to make sure I was going to work out and all of that stuff. So there were a lot of executives and producers that were around watching just to see how it was going to take off and what was going to happen. So it was a little nerve-wracking. So I had a lot of emotions going on. I was nervous, excited, and thrilled, and just all of that jumbled up into this little body. But it was a dream come true for someone who's dreamt since I was very small to become I was going to be an actress, singer, dancer, model. For that to actually happen, it's it's more than words can say. And so I look forward to the rest of my journey in life in acting and other things that God has put before me. I also have a nonprofit corporation that I started 2 years ago. It's called A Day in the Life, and it was set up to help inner city kids find different career objectives and different career possibilities, because in the inner city out here in Los Angeles, a lot of the kids are restricted by a 3-mile radius where they don't go outside, even though they live maybe 10 miles from the beach. They've never been to the beach and never seen the water before.
Really?
So each month, they go on field trips. They're theme-oriented, and they get an opportunity to see, you know, careers that they may have never been introduced to, like set design, set construction, personal training, owning their own businesses, being entrepreneurs, introducing them to, college options. A lot of them don't think that they could possibly go to college or afford college, and I tell them that if they get good grades, you know, college could be paid for, or if they're good in sports, or they're good in music. So, you know, this is a passion of mine to try to help the children today to think about their future and to know that, you know, their dreams can become reality for them. And so hopefully it'll work. Hopefully it'll help.
So you're like a real living Power Ranger then, basically. You know, because this is something that, like, I've seen, you know, on this side of the country as well. Like, a lot of people don't know their options. And so it's good to have people, you know, like yourself, who's starting up, you know, these organizations to help out other people.
Right. Well, you know, if I was living where a lot of these kids are living, I would love for someone to be able to do this for me. And just to see their excitement when we go on a field trip, it's more than words can say. Just to see that they're, you know, Miss Police. Oh my gosh, there's no gun shooting over here. Oh my gosh, there's no graffiti. Wow, I didn't know that I could do that. Oh, I think I want to be an artist. Oh, I think I want to build sets. I want to do, you know, just to see that their minds have broadened and that their possibilities are endless. That in itself is just more than words can say. So that has just been extraordinary for me. Yeah.
Well, I do have some extraordinary moments that I like to bring up that you were on the show. And one of the episodes that I finally remember was the episode where you had your own music video called Song Sung Yellow. And
yes.
So when you got that script and you saw that you had to, like, oh, this is all about you singing, what ran through your mind?
I was excited. I think they got the idea because I used to sing a lot inside of my dressing room. And so they were like, wow, let's write a script about, you know, her singing. I believe that's, if I can remember correctly, I think that's where they got the idea. So I was excited, and of course I was nervous at the same time. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun filming that. It was a whole lot of fun. I got a chance to go to, I can't remember his name, but I went to the studio where we recorded it, and then we filmed the video up on the, I think it was Malibu Beach, where Johnny and Steve and I were out there filming the video. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. I had that song in my head when it aired, like, on repeat. In my head, all of them, we're going to stick together. But no, we don't want to hear me sing right now.
Come on, Lisa J, sing it.
Yeah, that will be in the bloopers of this interview. The bloopers, yes. Oh, goodness. But another episode, which I adore, was it's called Another Song and Dance, where you and Jason Frank were under a spell, and you guys had to sing everything you say.
Oh. I remember that. Oh, my gosh. That was, we had so much fun doing that, and a lot of it you guys didn't get a chance to see, but we were just cracking up because we would just make up things and try to find different ways to sing it. And yeah, Jason and I had a great time doing that particular episode, and everybody that was behind the scenes were cracking up too, because we were oh my gosh, that is really, I forgot about that episode. That Yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. That was a whole lot of fun.
So did they purposely say, look, sing as badly as you can, well, you and as loudly as you can? Is that was the premise?
Yeah, we were supposed to, we were supposed to sound as bad as we possibly can. And it was supposed to be like an operatic type of thing. And what were the directions that they gave us? It was supposed to be funny. You know, obviously it was supposed to be comical. We weren't supposed to sound like Beyonce or anything, even though I can't sound like Beyonce anyway. Her voice is just extraordinarily beautiful. The whole thing was, it was supposed to be like opera, and it was supposed to be like a funny opera. And so we didn't have any particular tune we were supposed to do it. They didn't say in this key or that key. It was just sing the line and make it sound funny. So that's what it did. That's what we did. Yeah.
But you didn't actually have to teach Jason how to sing it, right? I mean, that was just the scene for itself, right?
Yeah, it was just singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of people... because like, you know, there's like forums on the internet about, you know, different relationships and stuff like that. And a lot of people are wondering, well, what happened to Tanya and Adam's relationship? They looked like it was a little hint of something and then they probably dropped it off. And so, I mean, was there supposed to be anything in the first place or was there any plans that you know of? Or, I mean, do you know any kind of backstory to that at all?
You know, I think exactly what you said. There was a hint of it, and then that was about it. There was nothing ever formed, and I don't know why nothing ever formed. I guess they just didn't want to concentrate on, you know, relationships, girlfriend, boyfriend, because they kind of indicated that a little bit with Jason and Catherine's character. Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit with them. So, you know, I guess one is enough. So that, you know, it was just a hint, and then that was just it. Yeah.
Yeah, until you got to, I think, no, and yeah, in Zio you had the boyfriend, right? The who was on the baseball team or something like that?
Right. Wow, yeah. Lisa, you know a lot. You remember more than I do. Go on. Yes. Actually, well. Yeah, I did, but we ended up breaking up because I think he did something that I didn't agree with, that my character didn't agree with.
I think he tried to cheat or something.
He was cheating on a test or something. I can't exactly remember, but yeah. So that lasted about a minute, about two episodes or so, and then that was done. But, yeah.
Like, look, Tanya can't have
I didn't have
a boyfriend for the whole season. Come on now. I don't understand.
No more love interest after that.
And then we get to the Turbo movie, which is your first movie, correct?
Right. Yes, that was my first movie.
So how was that, shooting that, and the experience of actually being... Where was that shot? I keep forgetting.
In San Pedro, California. Okay. Part of it was shot in San Pedro. Another portion was shot in Valencia. Catherine and Jason actually went to... what was that? I think it was... Somewhere out of the state of California, they filmed a part, and then another part was filmed in Oakland, California. But most of it was formed in California. But that experience was just, I enjoyed myself. At that time, I was doing the movie, and I was in a singing group. So I was juggling, I was juggling that and trying to record an album at the same time. So I was extremely exhausted, but at the same time I was enjoying the fact that I was doing a movie. I mean, wow, I'm doing a movie.
Right.
And I remember freezing too, because I remember I had to wear shorts and we were in the middle of the ocean on a big ship.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, I remember Catherine and I, when they would say action, we'd hurry and take the jackets off. Do and say what we had to say, and then they say cut. We'd hurry and get these jackets and put them back on. We'd be like jumping up and down, squeezing each other because it was freezing. But it was.
And you guys had some short shorts too.
Yes,
so
we did have some short shorts. Let me tell you that. Yes, but it was great. It was a really great experience. It was a wonderful experience, and I say that truly. It truly was. It's, you know, everything was a learning experience. So. Again, it was my first movie. Power Rangers was my first series, and to just even have that that experience is a blessing. I look forward to many more.
And there were some deleted scenes. I think I read somewhere, it was probably on your official website that was like made like back in like 97 or something, that that you and Adam, you and Johnny had a bunch of scenes cut. And I mean, what were those?
Oh, we had a great fighting scene. Oh my gosh, I wish that one would have made it. We had a great fighting scene that Johnny and I had, where we got a chance to, you know, actually show some moves. Because Johnny is extraordinary. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He can do some wonderful tricks. And he's you know, really good at his art. So we had a fighting scene that was cut out. I think we had a camp scene that was cut out, too, with a campfire. I thought that was a pretty good scene. I don't remember the other ones that were cut. But those two in particular really stood out. I really wanted the first fighting scene that we had done with Koichi, who was the stunt coordinator. He was he came up with some really, really great moves. But I don't remember what happened. I think maybe the film, something happened with the film or something, so we had to reshoot, and it wasn't the same. We didn't end up doing the same. So, it would have been great. Next time. Maybe we'll have a reshoot one day.
It's like, yes, next time, make another movie.
Right.
Like now. Oh, were there any other funny moments from this, either from the movie or from the show, or, you know, anything that you can remember that will, you know, pique our interests?
That were what?
That were, I mean, any funny moments from the show or from the movie?
Stood out. I remember we had... It was one of my very first episodes. I think it was within the first five. And we had to step into, what was it? We had to step in, we were filling some goo, and I can't remember what the episode was called, but we were supposed to step into, like, the vortex, I think it was. And
oh, yeah, that was the premiere of the of Zio.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, well, you guys couldn't see it, obviously, but when I stepped into the goo, I slipped and fell.
Oh, snap.
We were rolling. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. We had a lot of great times where we were just acting silly and just enjoyed one another's presence and just you know, made up lines that, you know, end up being cut, and just moments and expressions that end up being cut. And I remember when we finally, our final episode, when we were switching our powers over to the new Turbo Rangers. That was such a heart-wrenching day. Catherine and I were just crying, and just to think that we weren't going to see these people anymore, and, you know, being on the show for, you know, almost 2 years myself, and I think Catherine was on there for like 3 years, and Johnny, you know, for I don't even know how many years. Just to think that it was all ending, it was just, it was heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
When they made a goodbye video for us, and with all of our poignant moments on the show, and it was just great. It was really, really great. But that was, I guess that was the most memorable that I can think of right now that really stands out in my mind, was the last day, and then, you know, wondering what we were going to do next, because none of us had anything permanently, you know, that we were moving on to another television show after that. So, you know, your mind's open. Okay, so what am I going to do now? What do God have for me now? So, you know, we all ventured out in our separate ways, and some of us kept in contact, and others of us did not. But all in all, it was a great experience.
Aw, see, you're making me tear up again. No.
Oh, you know what? I want to say something about my old official website that a fan actually had made for me, that I didn't make that myself. Right. I am doing my own website, and that will be my official website, and it should be out within the next couple of months. I have to put some finishing touches on it, but it will be nakiabarise.com. I think that's what we have. So you guys can look out for that soon, and it'll just have, like, some of the things that I've done, and some pictures and some information about me and so forth, and our business and other things. So you guys can look out for that. Yay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few more questions, a little bit, like two more questions.
Okay.
And then I will let you on your way because I know you're busy. So recently, many of the former cast and crew members from the show have been like appearing at conventions and different appearances to meet with the fans, talk about the show. So would that be anything that you would be interested in at all?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I didn't even know about any of the conventions until I got onto MySpace and some of my fans were emailing me and asking me if I was going to go to some of the conventions, and I was like, oh, what is that? So,
Right. Yeah,
I was invited to one, I think that's this year, but, you know, it was kind of last moment, and I'm not able to attend that. But, yeah, I would definitely be willing to come to some of the conventions. That would be a blessing for me to meet people that, you know, actually liked my character. That's great. Yeah, I would love to.
I will write that down.
Yeah, as long as I know about them in advance, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And then, given the opportunity, would you return to Power Rangers?
Would I return to Power Rangers?
Yeah. Either a cameo or a full season, either way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was my start. You cannot, what is that saying? You could not, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
Right.
In this case, that was my start. So I would definitely go back to my beginning. So yeah, if it ever arose or the opportunity ever arose, then yeah, I would definitely go back.
The fans would love to hear that. I mean, really. They're like, come back, please.
Aww.
Everybody's always either asking for, like, some veteran to come back to the show or something like that. So that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a wonderful time. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. So now we have your website is going to come out soon. That's NikiraBarise.com,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
And what's the organization again that you started up that helped the kids?
A Day in the Life program.
A Day in the Life program. Okay, and which will be on your upcoming website so that you can tell everybody about.
Yes, I would definitely put information about that on my website as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much
for
talking
so much
with me.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Anytime, Lisa.